Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Stepping Into My Power Blog Talk Radio Show with Dr. Imani Ma'at. This show is dedicated to bringing important health and wellness information, products, and services to communities in the U.S. and globally. Dr. Ma'at is a health educator, author, speaker, and health coach who is committed to helping others to step into their power and open doors to health, wellness, and prosperity. With her expert guests, this show is fun, informative, and serves as an awakening to those that are ready to wake up. So what are you waiting for? Enjoy this show and please invite others that you care about to listen in. There's no time like the right time, and the right time is now. Stepping Into My Power, Blog Talk Radio, starts right now.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long. Judgment Day, so won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Hello there. You know,
not hear anything. Okay. Well, I'll let Brian say hello through my mic.
Hello, hello. Keisha?
No, she's not unmuted yet. She's gonna come in a little bit and we're gonna figure out. Take that over there.
Take it to the other room, we're going to get an echo. All right, so. Son of a bitch, you're in the fire, bitch. I know what happened.
Oh, I hear you now.
Are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear mommy?
No, I can't. And my cousin says she don't hear anything.
All right, what the hell? All the times this is cool. Okay, I'm going to tell her to put a commercial on. There's some kind of technical difficulty
here. Okay, yeah. Commercial. That's fine, sweetie. Take a deep breath.
All right.
Okay.
Might seem crazy, what am I saying?
What we're doing is, this is Stepping Into My Power blog talk radio show, which is dedicated to health and wellness and youth empowerment. And we are now starting our segment with the health tip of the week, which I think is appropriate since we're always talking about health and we have so much information that we like to share. And I'm going to just make sure I'm going to unmute somebody and say, can you hear me? Are we coming in okay? Hello, hello.
Yes.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you so much, Ms. Keisha. Hold standby, please. All right, so the health tip of this week is none other than watermelon. Yes, and no stereotypes. I woke up this morning and I juiced a wonderful, wonderful red watermelon that had big black seeds in it. Make sure when you get watermelon, you do not get seedless watermelon because those are hybrid and who knows what is really in them. You want seeded watermelon, black seeds, okay? And even if it says organic and seedless, to me that's like an oxymoron. So I wouldn't go there. You want to ask your store, you want to ask the guy on the truck on the corner. It is Atlanta. We have watermelon trucks now showing up from southern Georgia. You want to ask them if they're the real watermelon. And so far we've been doing really well. So my goal is to not just say I want you to eat watermelons or juice watermelons. I want to tell you why, because that's where the empowerment part comes in. So watermelon is a natural source of most powerful antioxidants, including vitamin C and vitamin A, which help to protect us from disease. In addition to that, they're also the beautiful red watermelon is also a source of the potent carotene antioxidant, which is called lycopene, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. Make sure you Google it. These antioxidants travel throughout the body, neutralizing free radicals. Free radicals are substances in the body that can cause much damage to us. They are able to oxidize cholesterol, making it stick to blood vessel walls and thicken them, which can lead to heart attacks and stroke. The lycopene, which gives fruits the attractive red color that we find in watermelon, can help reduce the risk of prostate cancer and other cancers. Watermelon is also rich in B vitamins necessary for energy production. Food experts recommend watermelon as a very good source of vitamin B6 and a good source of vitamin B1 and magnesium. Because of its higher water content, approximately 90% of the caloric value is ranked more valuable. It's ranked more valuable than other fruits. So I'm not going to dwell on that too much. You go and get you a ripe watermelon, a red one or a yellow one. I actually tried a yellow one. We haven't cut it yet. But make sure that it has black seeds and that it's real and that it's not seedless. Stay away from the seedless watermelons. And go get watermelon and enjoy your summer. That's the health tip of the week. And we are going to move right forward to our guest, the phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal homegirl from New York, Miss author Keisha Nichols. She came to Atlanta in 1989, a year after I came. She relocated, and she resides here, has been residing here since that time. She credits this divine move to the greater Atlanta area as the catalyst to unveiling her destiny in life. Keisha began to put her God-given gifts and talents to use through what she calls her power tools, pen and notepad. In addition to being an author, Keisha is the founder of Spirit to Spirit Enterprise, where her workshops and speaking engagements are held through her company. Her mission is to empower individuals through her writings and workshops to live life fulfilling their purpose. As a result of her passion, Celebration of Life was created, where she partners with the Atlanta Mission, My Sister's House. The goal of her workshop that she does there is to bring about a transformation that will inspire women through devotions, participatory exercises, and the recitation of affirmations. I just love this woman. She's such a kindred spirit. I just love her. And we haven't met face-to-face yet, but we've spoken a number of times. Can't wait to meet her. Keisha has been the recipient of a number of awards. She's just phenomenal. And rather than me go on and on and on, I do want to mention one of the things we're going to speak about is a special project that she's created for youth to help them to write called Inspire to Write. And I'm just so excited about that project because working with young people, I know that part of empowerment is to be able to communicate, and we need to be able to communicate in writing. Of course, we have all the young people texting now and making up, you know, names for words that are not the correct spelling. And so we have to reinforce correct spelling and writing skills for our young people, or they're really not going to be able to communicate in writing later on in life. So without much to do, I am going to bring on the lovely, the fabulous Ms. Keisha Nichols. Hey, Keisha.
Thank you so much. Hi, Dr. Imani. Wow, thank you. It is such a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I'm pretty excited. Thank you.
We're so excited to have you, Keisha. You know, there's I always talk about people who talk the talk and walk the walk. Those are the only kind of folks I have on this show. So you are so totally walking the walk and helping people as you live your purpose and your passion. You're helping others to do the same. And so, you know, you're absolutely doing the same, the good things in life. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Brag about yourself. Tell us about those awards that you got that I didn't mention.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I mean, just a few awards, recognitions in life. Part of the, I was part of a book club and was the Virtuous Women's Book Club, and I was honored to them by writing books that people love to read. I was one of the guest authors at the NAFEM event, and that's with artists and entertainers of the industry, and that was a couple of years ago. And oh my goodness, I met so many artists. Moms. I mean, I met Alicia Keys, her mother. I met Anthony Hamilton's mom. I met Dr. West Soul, rest in peace. I met Kanye West's mom. She was such a beautiful spirit. I mean, she was such a beautiful spirit. So I mean, those are just some of the little things that I have done, but to in all honesty, in all the things that I have gone and attended and all the honors that I received, my greatest is when I walk into the school and the children make me feel like a celebrity.
Oh my goodness.
And I mean, just to see their little faces and their enthusiasm about writing and, you know, them just pointing, that's the author, that's the author. And wow. You know?
I think that is so comes to the spirit of giving.
It really does.
I'd like to remind the listeners that you can call in. It's 646-915-9853 if you have any questions for Keisha Nichols. Okay, Keisha.
And make sure you press 1 so that your number shows up in the guest queue, in the host queue, so that we can recognize you. And we do, the board is lit up, so we're going to have lots of people to speak with this evening. But, Keisha, that is so major because the children are so hypersensitized because of television, because of videos, and because of so many, just overstimulated. So for a woman to come in and to be able to connect with them, to connect with their hearts, to make them smile, to make them get excited, it means you're doing the right thing, you know, and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, because not everybody can connect with children. They really can't. So congrats to you for making them smile.
Wow.
It is a big deal in this. I'm serious, in this day and age. You know, I go in and out of the schools and churches and things, and I mean, it's not easy connecting with them. And so, you know, I'll do little things like bring drums with me and shake arrays and have them creating music before we do anything related to poetry or anything like that. But so tell us, Keisha, about what has inspired you to do the kind of work that you do? And tell us what a typical day is like for you. And if I know there's no typical day, but what do you like doing? You know, if you could create a typical day, what is it?
Oh, well, it's doing what I love to do, and that's being in a classroom or, you know, an environment where kids can really live out their imagination on paper, and that's what Inspired to Write is all about, where, you know, I always say everybody has a story in them, and my job is to pull it out of them and put it on paper. And, you know, I mean, it could be 10, 5, you could be from 5 to 105. Everybody has a story, And I will share this. I did a homeschool group last year, and I was, you know, I was sitting in with the kids and the teachers, and they had a writing assignment about writing about their trip to the zoo or something, and those kids were, like, just sitting there, like, thumping the pencil and just sitting there. So I pulled the teacher aside, and I told her, I said, why don't you try letting them live out their own imagination? Let the kids write about what they like most. And she said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And they did. I mean, those kids soared. They wrote short story books. I mean, yeah, it was amazing. To the point that she published their book, and she thanked me and the kids. Yeah, they wrote me cards. And, you know, they were like, thanks, Miss Keisha, because you get it. And I get it. And I mean, you know. Yeah, you know, and it's really sad because, I mean, that's what we are. We are creative. And nothing against the school system, but when it's certain areas, I mean, okay, 5 + 5 = 10, which is, you know, we all know. But one kid might say 5 + 2 + 3 = 10. So I get to that 10, it doesn't matter as long as they get to that 10. And so I say, you know, let kids have the freedom of writing, you know. It's, you know, their imagination. Right. It's just right.
And you said something really important, Keisha, which is about getting them. I know that my granddaughter, I mean, the children are just, they just seem a lot more complicated. Again, I think it's because they have so much exposure to lots of things in life that we certainly didn't have when we didn't have the, everyone has cell phones now and all the TV and the tablets.
Right.
It's just a lot of stimulation. But my granddaughter, she just so often, she just says, they just don't get me. They just don't get me. You get me.
Right.
They don't get me. You know, and I try to work with that, you know, because they are going to find that she's at her best being creative, writing stories. She keeps a pad with her.
Exactly.
And so, you know, for you to encourage them to do that, it gives them, you know, they're like, wow, she gets us. You know, she gets me.
Right.
Which
exactly.
is so important for them to tell their stories because, you know, a lot of times children hold in their stories.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they're painful stories. So, they, you know, writing gives them an outlet.
Right.
Well,
no.
Were you
going to
say something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why did the light go off when she moved down to Atlanta, as opposed to when you were back in Staten Island?
Oh, that's an easy question. Because this is such a slower pace, and I was able to smell the roses. So
nice.
Because. Back at home, you know, it's the hustle and bustle and moving and this and that, whatever. But,
yes,
I mean, just being still in the stillness and just, just getting in that quiet space and place, I was able to let my creative side shine. But don't get me wrong, I've always been writing. I've been writing since I was 7. But I never knew that was really my gift until I came here. Yeah, and that's when I started working on my first book, and I published my first book,
Well, bravo to you.
Yeah, congratulations. A lot of people still have their first book inside.
Yeah, and congratulations to you and your book. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. My first book
Tell us about your book.
Someone is listening in the spirit, 30 days of inspiration. And what it is, you know, just thought-provoking questions. And, you know, I just give you the word of the day, then I give you scripture and a reflection. And then I ask you about 3 thought-provoking questions So it's like I'm there with you, but I'm not with you. Yeah, I'm like all in your business, because I always believe that in order for a person to transform or, you know, to grow, you have to write down your thoughts. So I ask you questions about, let's say, for example, what are the mountains in your life? And it's just between you and your spiritual being, and you will answer the questions. What are your mountains in your life? And you just write them down. Okay, now what are you going to do about those mountains to remove them? And, again, you just write that down. And it's personal. It's your own personal journal. And I'm big on journaling, so with each book, as a gift from me, I give people a journal. Yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, wow.
So
wonderful. That's something else.
Yeah, so that's
that
it.
So
and, yeah.
And tell
so,
us,
and that,
what was your first book? What was the second book? Is it similar?
Well, my second book, yeah, is I Stand Affirm, and those are 52 affirmations. And the interesting story about 52 affirmations is that I started off with 50 affirmations. And the spirit was saying 52, and I'm saying no. I like even numbers. So 50 works for me, but, you know, being obedient, I'm like, okay, 52 affirmations. But then I got it after the fact. Duh, there's 52 weeks in a year. So it's
absolutely.
I Stand Affirm, two affirmations, it's 1 year of personal growth. So it's a journey to take you on a transformation for a whole entire year. So, yeah, so that book really came from doing affirmations with the women at my sister's house, and I have used all those affirmations into this book. And, and so that's it.
That's
very inspiring.
Wonderful. Where can people find your book, Keisha? What's your website?
My website is, they can contact me directly. They can go to Inspire, INSPIRE, the number 2, Write, WRITE. And my books are also on, .com, InspireToWrite.com. And they can also go on Amazon. My books are on Amazon. But, so that's it.
That's wonderful. We're so proud of you, and I know you have some future books, but I want you to talk a little bit more about Inspire to Write. Where do you see it, where do you see yourself going with Inspire to Write in terms of the big, big dream? How are you going to, how many lives would you like to touch with that, and where do you see yourself going?
Yes, well, to start off in my own backyard, and that is in DeKalb County, the big picture is if I could be in every elementary and middle school in that area, that would be phenomenal. That's my goal. And only in the reason because just recently I was reading an article and it was talking about the low literacy rates directing Georgia's future. And it was talking about children that are 65% of Georgia's third graders lack the necessities of reading comprehension. And, you know, reading and writing are hand in hand, they're the foundation of literacy. And in my quest to getting answers and doing my research as far as developing my program, I came about if a child is not reading on a fourth grade level, the community that they live in, do you know that they will go and increase jails? Yeah. So that impacts the judicial system, and they build jails based on a child's reading level if they're not of standard in fourth grade. So then that started me thinking, and I'm like, wow, DeKalb County totally renovated the jail system a couple of years ago, and my belief, because our children weren't reading at their level that they were supposed to. And I personally have a problem with that. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Yeah, and so from that, right, and that's why I 3 years ago I started working and I developed this program for the kids. And like I said, I really encourage it. I'm partnering with the library system, and yeah, and I'm really working on being in schools, after schools. I mean, I give Browns Mill Elementary a shout-out because that's where it all started from. 3 years ago when I walked through the classroom and I asked each student, if you were to write your book today, what would the title be? And I tell you, Dr. Imani and Brian, those children had amazing titles. They literally blew me away. And then going back there 3 years later, one student in particular, he said to me, Miss Keisha, since you came into our class 3 years ago, I have wrote 20 comic books. 20.
Wow.
I was like,
that's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
I told the listeners that you were phenomenal. You are beyond phenomenal.
Yeah, and I mean, and that makes it all worth it, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, Keisha.
Right. That the world
that
needs
is
to know. Yeah. So,
Children at a young age, if they don't receive tutelage from someone like you and or parents or whatever, sometimes if they have problems, they see that as a stop sign. So a lot of them give up. You know, they just get whisked along in the system, and as adults, then they become functionally illiterate, and, you know, the rest of the story.
I just wanted to tell our listeners that that's Brian Stevens, my new co-host. He's been on the show a couple times, and he does that wonderful opening presentation and introduction to the show. So we're so happy. I'm so happy to have Brian helping me out as a co-host on the show. So thank you. And
I'll say it again.
Brian
Go ahead. So you're too kind. I got to say it all the time. You are too kind.
No, I'm not. And Brian actually introduced me to Keisha, so I'm so grateful to him for recommending Keisha come to the show. So
she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful. I've known her for years. She's a wonderful person, and she could not go through life anonymously. I have to give her a boost, let the world know who she is, and here's one of the platforms to do so.
Oh, you guys. Wow, thank you.
Like we said about Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear, and you know, she talks about our playing small does not serve the world. So we're making sure that people know about you and connect with you, and you know, we're totally supportive of helping you on your mission because you're doing so many good things for the young people, and we're so excited about that for you and for the young people whose lives you're touching. So with that, you're welcome. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we've got the board is lit up, so we're going to have a Q&A where people can ask you some questions about what you're doing and what you're up to. So I think, let's see. I don't know. We've got a couple things that we can share. I had somebody add music to my music board, and I'm excited about that. So, but I don't know what I want to play. There's so much to choose from. Let's see. Okay, hold on. Here we go. Just a few minutes, and we're going to come right back. Stay tuned.
Ooh,
we're back. Hope you had a chance to wet your whistle, drink some water. That's what I did during the break. I'm always encouraging people, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink good.
Absolutely.
Kangen water, alkaline water, whatever you can drink. Just keep drinking water so that you stay well hydrated during these hot summer months. So we are back, stepping into my Power Block Talk radio show. This is Dr. Imani Ma'at with my host, Brian Stevens, and our wonderful, phenomenal, phenomenal guest, Miss Keisha Nichols, here in Atlanta. And I would like to open the board and see if we have any questions for Miss Keisha Nichols. I'm going to, the first line I've opened, the last four, it's an Atlanta number. The last four are 8133. Good evening. Good evening, good evening. I should know that number. Hello, unmute yourself. 8133 in Atlanta, going once, going twice. Moving on. I'm going to go to another Atlanta number. It's also the 770 number. The last four are 9641. Good evening. Would you like to join our conversation?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who is this?
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Oh, hi. This is hi, Dr. Imani. This is Kathleen.
Hi, hey, Kathleen. How are you?
I am doing great.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining the show this evening. I hope you're enjoying it.
I am. I do not have a question, but I just wanted to give you some idea and a testimony that I was actually with Keisha when she went to the school in Brownsville.
Oh, nice.
And yes, and I'm telling you, those kids were just so excited. It was infectious and just incredible to see the enthusiasm of these children. And what, you know, Keisha and myself were saying was that these are our future authors, and we need to instill that inspiration in them.
Absolutely.
And tell them, yes.
Would you call that a profound effect that she had on those children?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was palpable.
Mm.
It was palpable, and I told her, you have to be in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when it's your purpose, it just,
mm-hmm.
people connect with that. When you step into your God, when you step into a God-given purpose,
mm-hmm.
it just flows. It just flows out.
It just flows. And I'm blown away because what Keisha does is so much aligned with what I do. So we're definitely going to have to figure out how to collaborate, Keisha.
Absolutely.
I would just love to be there when you work your magic, and, you know, I share some of my magic, and the children would just, you know,
you're both of the same ilk. I'd love to see you guys collaborate. That'd be something else.
Oh, yeah. That would be such an honor, Keisha, I'm telling you.
Oh, this would be such a privilege for me, Dr. Imani. And thank you so much, Kathleen.
Yes,
you
are
Kathleen,
welcome.
You truly helped me my day. Phenomenal that day. Yeah, I really appreciate you giving your time, and you stayed. I mean, yeah, I am really, really grateful for you for that.
Wow.
Yeah,
sounds like she's a very dear friend. And sometimes when our friends are the wind beneath our wings, and they help us to fly and do what we're supposed to do. So
exactly.
You know, it sounds like she gave you the sister support that was just right on time, and I'm sure she worked her magic as well. So thank you, Kathleen, for all
absolutely.
That you do.
Absolutely.
Yes,
thank you, Dr. Imani, for
you're
having,
so
you know, this show and hosting Keisha. I'm so excited for her.
Oh, yeah. She's, aww. Like I said, she's her wings. She's got her wings, and she's, like, taking flight right now in such a positive way. So
I'm just so thrilled to have her on the show, and I know we had some technical difficulties up front, but it's okay because this has been such a great show. So I'm glad that
Absolutely.
People stayed with us and we got past the little test that we were having with the technology, and it's all good. It's all good. But Kathleen, did you have anything else you wanted to contribute? I wanted to open up the board and see if anyone else wanted to speak.
Well, all I have to say is that, Keisha has her work cut out for her because we want to empty those jails. This is a transformation that needs to occur. So it's going to take more than just one person, and that's what I see. This just came to me. And what I also see is a license, even licensing your program.
Wow, Kathleen. Yeah,
that
I see that.
Me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you
well,
have,
you know, I was.
Hmm?
Go ahead, Kathleen.
Sorry. Yeah, so you'll have an army of people out there. This
right.
could go national.
That's right.
I'm part publisher of a magazine. I can give Keisha a section of this magazine called Persons of Interest, and I can give her a thumbnail, her picture, and a little write-up about her. In addition to Dr. Imani, all you guys are doing things that are incredible.
Oh,
a lot of people want to do this. It's a quarterly magazine
that'll
be out in January, and that'll be my gift to both of you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, my
goodness.
Magazine it's called Modelware Magazine. It'll be out in January. And
we're
going to
be in the magazine,
Keisha.
Wonderful.
I know.
Yes.
You're
from radio
to magazine. Wait, Imani, we went from radio to magazine, and next we're going to be on TV.
Absolutely. I hope Oprah's getting ready for us because, you know,
it's
that time.
Oh, wow. Shut the door.
It's that time. You know,
wow. Oh, gosh. My heart
really
is so full. Thank you.
Yeah. Mine
right.
too. And it's that time. It's kind of like the angels, the ancestors, God. You know, they're just pulling people together that are of like mind and like purpose because
right.
the work has to be done. Like, you just. This thing you mentioned, the school-to-prison pipeline, is no joke, and it's something that
really, it really
definitely
is.
Has to motivate us to get moving big time because,
right.
You know, I was there. I was invited to go to the opening of the new juvenile center in DeKalb County, and I was so torn about that. You know, I mean, it's this beautiful building, you know, right next to the looming prison here. Jail complex, and I said,
right.
"No, something's wrong with this picture. How many millions of dollars were spent on this juvenile jail, basically, versus
exactly.
the money that goes into this?" Yeah, I was not happy that day. I was there, and I saw all the who's who from DeKalb and lots of people
yeah.
that I know. But I was so conflicted being there. I said, "This is just not right."
Right.
I was not celebrating
program. Exactly,
right.
And I mean, exactly.
It's about putting that same money into the schools, into sports, into
right.
things that
right.
the children need so they're developing music programs, you know.
I know.
Like you said, there's
right.
some really, really exceptional teachers in the DeKalb schools, but, you know,
right.
we've got a system that, you know, is just really needs so much improvement.
Broken.
So I'm totally
yeah.
with you. Totally with you on this mission. We just have to move forward and do what it is that we're doing. And,
right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we got work to do, and this is
we sure do.
This is a nice meetup. We're definitely going to get together face to face soon, very soon, and lay out all of. The plan, see how we can support each other, see how we can, you
exactly.
know, collaborate with each other, joint venture or something.
Exactly.
But, it's just really, really nice meeting somebody who's who's on the path. Let me. I always do this. I always invite my mom, my parents, listen in to all of my shows. So I just want to acknowledge them to say good evening.
Yeah.
And they're up in Virginia. And mom, are you there? Hello, hello. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Thompson.
Your dad is here.
Hi, Dad.
Hi,
Mommy.
I enjoyed your show.
Hi, Mr. Thompson. How are you, sir?
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm fine,
good evening,
sir. Thank you.
Good evening.
Did you hear Keisha speaking, Dad?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Good evening, sir.
Evening, Keisha.
We appreciate you listening in, and my parents have inspired so many young people. You know, they just have no clue. We lived in a big house in New Rochelle, New York, and our house was always filled with children. I would go home sometimes and find classmates of mine in my house. I'm like, what are you doing here? Go home. You know? Like, I just want peace and quiet sometimes in the house, and it was always filled with young people. So, you know, I have to give kudos to my parents because they, you know, my dad would go down the street in New Rochelle and people would say, hey, Mr. Thompson. He's like, who's that? I said, someone has been to our house.
You're working with the children, and that's so nice because that's where you have.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's our future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening, Dad. I know Mom is there somewhere in the background, too. So thanks
she's
as
here.
Always for...
After in the kitchen.
There.
And I'm in the back room. I don't know.
Oh, okay. If she's on the line. She would speak if she was on the line. So, but anyway, thank you for listening. And
thank you.
Continue to listen in. All right. Have a good
evening.
Evening,
Mr. Thompson. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. So, well, good. You know, it's like nothing. It's like gold having wonderful parents. It's such a blessing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I truly do not take them for granted at all. It's just truly a blessing. So, we had somebody else listening, and I'm going to unmute their line because I think they may have stepped away. We have another Atlanta number. The last four are 8133, and so I don't know if that person wants to say hi and join our conversation.
Okay.
And, you know, and I'll just put it out to our listeners, because sometimes we have people on their computers who would say, boy, I wish I were in the conversation. So if you'd like to call in, we have a few minutes left to the show. The number to call in and join the conversation is 646-915-9853. That's 915-9853. And press the number 1 so that your number shows in the host queue, and we can invite you into the conversation. So we're having a wonderful discussion with Ms. Keisha Nichols, an author and writer and teacher and educator and all-around wonderful, wonderful, transformational person. So thank you so much for being here with us this evening, Keisha. And I can't wait to meet you.
Me either. And thank you so much for having me. Wow.
You're
I cannot
so
wait to meet you. I feel like I know you already. Like I told you when I spoke to you Sunday, I felt like I was talking to my BFF, one of my best friends.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so I can't wait to meet you either. You're doing the work, girl, and that's what's so important. You know, I'm just so excited about meeting you and connecting with you. So, you know, we'll just keep on keeping on. And what is, in fact, isn't that your nickname? Keep on keeping on, Keisha.
Yeah,
or
keep
every
on
day, Keisha.
Keisha. Hmm? Yeah, I mean, because you know, like life happens, and you have your setbacks, and you know, like me, I was in a legal field for 22 years. I got laid off my job, 2000, and I took the whole year off. I spent time with my niece and nephew, and because of that, that's when I started volunteering at the school. And
wow.
From that, the results. So it's like, yeah, you might get a couple of lemons in your life, but you have to learn how to make lemonade.
Yeah,
it is a lemonade.
Sugar.
Good
Wait,
for you.
Oh, we're going to keep it healthy. Instead of sugar, get that agave nectar, though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, and it's so funny because there are no accidents in life. I mean, it's like our
right.
journey, our path is what it is, and so
mm-hmm.
you know, you were able to take that experience and mold it into something that really turned into a beautiful thing. Had you not been laid off, or you know, had that
right.
piece of your life not come to an end. You might
right.
still be there doing something that you might not have necessarily liked as much as what you're doing
right.
now. So,
yep.
you know, one thing, when
job,
one door closes,
life. Right.
Another door opens.
Yeah.
That's right. So you were
you were
wise enough to step into that door, and we just adore you for doing that and having the courage to do that. So many people, they panic and they start looking for another job. You know, I've got to get somebody to employ me. And, you
right.
know, so many people don't realize that they're smart enough to hire themselves. They just have to
That's
think
right.
about it.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Say that again,
oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Imani. I love
oh,
that.
I said that when I left the Centers for Disease Control. I said, you know, I'm smart enough
right.
to hire myself. And it's a struggle some days, you know, and I won't even claim struggle. It's a challenge sometimes,
right.
but... I've never looked back. I've never regretted the fact that I moved on because I knew that the gifts and talents that I have to share with the world were so much bigger than what I could offer being confined within those four walls or 50 walls or whatever at CDC. And, you know, I tell people, you know, so you're going to go to work, you are going to get paid, you're going to get the benefits and all that. It's great, and I'm not knocking the JOB because it's, you know, it's the
right.
lifeline for most people. But,
right.
you know, I feel like so many of us go to work and we're getting a list of priorities that somebody else has created. And yet we have
right.
our list of priorities inside of us that are put on hold because
right.
we're there, you know, fulfilling somebody else's list of things that have to be done. And so it takes guts. You know, certainly what you're doing takes guts, and I so applaud you because, you know, it's real easy to say, you know, I know I'm employable. Let me go find a job. Let me go find a job, and you know, it's like I said, I don't no fault in people working. However you work, however people give their gifts to the world, that's how they do
mm-hmm.
it. But I'm just
right.
real inspired by people who step out and try to be on their path. And do what it is they were brought into this world
like,
to do, you know.
It seems like some people's minds are institutionalized where they could be doing
right.
things in a more humanitarian basis, but they think,
yeah.
I like you said, there's nothing wrong with a job, but
right.
if their calling was more to serve humanity and open eyes and enlighten people, and they get stuck because they had to have a paycheck, we're all created to overcome obstacles and remake ourselves
mm-hmm.
when we run through obstacles. Like I said, a problem is not a stop sign. So I applaud
exactly.
you, Dr. Imani, for doing a brave move, walking
right.
away from that security. Keisha, you walked away from that security. I had a different situation, but it changed my course in life. And I was thinking, actually, I will never work for someone at a 9-to-5. That's just me.
Right.
You know? Because the children are actually taught to work for other people instead of
right.
being creative for themselves and
they're
being programmed. Owned and entrepreneurs. Yeah.
Right.
Programmed, institutionalized.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I inspire them. You can become your own author and you can write books and that could be, that's your living.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
I
know that a lot of children are told, well, you know, you're not going to make a living writing, you know, so they stop thinking about that. You might have been told that when you were a child. I might have been told that. I don't remember that,
right.
but I never
right.
thought seriously about writing as a career. I love to write. Like you, I've been writing since I was very young. and right. and always enjoyed writing and reading, you know, just reading
right.
different types of books. So it's
yeah,
it's
I was told
hard,
to become hard. A journalist and be a journalist mm. and when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be a little bit too constricting to work for a
mm-hmm.
newspaper. And there's an editor right. saying, no, you can't put this, you can't put that. I said, no, I need freedom of thought to go onto paper, not to trim down a story that's supposed to be true, but I have to take things out that is not true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm. Well, what I would say to that, Brian, is that, you know, if you can be a journalist, start your own paper, your own newspaper, you know.
Right.
And then you have literary license to write what you want to write and, you know, choose your audience. So,
well,
I
have
part
of that with the magazine mm-hmm. coming up. It's called Model Wear Magazine, and we have a page called Persons of Interest. Those are people like
uh-huh.
you, Dr. Imani, and Keisha, who are doing things
cool.
that are important. It's not all fashion, this, that, and the other. We're going to bring a light to people who are doing what I say is the grunt work. But with
uh-huh.
the fabulous, fabulous
mm-hmm.
lights and stage out there, but you guys are the underpinnings of society that causes
uh-huh.
it to have substance to it. So I brought this up to the magazine owner. He said it's a great idea. And
good for you, Brian.
I know that is one. That
well,
is
around,
that kudos to you. And Keisha, you and I can help him
yeah.
to mold that if he needs any help.
Right.
You know, we can help him to mold that new column. You know that he's going to be responsible for. It sounds like so. That's cool. That is wonderful. And
that really is.
But,
yeah.
So we are getting ready to wrap up. Any words, final words of wisdom from you, Miss Keisha Nichols, or yes, and you give us some final words of wisdom, encouragement. What do you think? You know, that a lot of times we have people listening in with their children, and they don't necessarily call in, but they're listening on their computer. I run into
right.
I'm in the store sometimes, and I hear people say, "Oh, you Dr. Imani, you have the radio show," and I'm like, "Oh, really?" You know, because I don't see those people who are on the computers who are listening in by computer.
Right.
So please give our listeners some last words of encouragement, and we will definitely have you on again in the future, maybe even near future. We'll do this again.
Yeah, I would definitely come back. But, yeah, I mean, the advice I always give people, especially, you know, people I always get this question. I don't know where to begin. You know, I got a story in me and da-da-da-da, but I don't know where to begin. And I always tell them, start exactly where you are with your power tools, and that's your pencil and a notepad. And just even if you just take 15 minutes out of your day, and everybody has 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
just write. Just write. It doesn't even have to make sense. And just write and just write. And out of that 15 minutes, oh, you look at it a week, and you'll be amazed at the work that you have accomplished. A month, wow, it'll blow you away. Then,
that's
I mean,
right.
even as long as a year, then you have a book, and then you take that, and then you go revisit it, and then you compose it, and yeah, I mean, we are all authors because, like I said in the beginning, everybody has a story in them, and I'm just here to inspire people to put their story on paper, and that's from 5 years old to 105. And
absolutely.
That
sounds wonderful. So thank you for those final words of wisdom. People, get writing, even if it's 50 minutes a day,
every day.
Before you know it, you have a book. And Keisha, we're so appreciative of you coming on the show. Brian, thanks for co-hosting. And Keisha, we'll be
you're
in
welcome.
Touch. I want to meet you soon.
same here, Dr. Imani.
All right. Well, you guys have a great evening, and we will be in touch. Thank you, all of our listeners, for tuning in. And that is our show this evening. Tune in next week, same time, same place. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. Take care now. We're going to let the happy song take us out. Take care. It might seem-